Locker room chats continuing here as the start of the 2024 high school football season is upon us. And for the Frankfort Wildcats, their run begins with a road trip to Clifton Clyde on Friday night for week one. We're joined by Nick Anderson, the head coach, brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies. Also want to thank First National Bank of Frankfort and Community Healthcare System. Coach, real quick, just a final thought from last season, your second sub-state appearance in a four-year span. You guys win nine games, make a little bit of a run, but it does come up short before the state title game. Just kind of that early thoughts or kind of just the final thoughts, I guess, as you put 2023 to rest.
You know, it was a really special group and a really special run. You know, considering all three of our losses were to eventual state champions, and you know, I really feel that we were the second best team in the state last year. Unfortunately, the best team is, you know, 20-25 minutes up the road from us, but that's the way it goes. It doesn't take away from what our kids accomplished and what they were able to do. And you know, big thing is moving forward is making sure the kids understand that last year's success doesn't have any impact or bearing on what happens this year.
How hard is it to kind of keep the outside noise, you know, at bay? You mentioned, you know, kind of the expectations and within the coaching staff and the players. I'm sure every single year you have a list of your expectations, but the outside noise is kind of coming in and the outside is expecting your team to have a big year. And K-Preps has you ranked number two, right behind Axtell and eight-man D2. Is it hard for you and your coaches to keep the outside noise on the outside, or do you feel like the players are doing a good job at just kind of keeping the head down moving forward?
Yeah, it's kind of a little of both, you know. Obviously, with social media and things like that, it's easy for them to see that and get a hold of that. And you know, they're a confident group, which I like. You know, just trying to make, you know, like I said, make sure they understand that nobody cares what you've done in the past, and it's only what you do today that really matters. And you know, I think they're getting a little tired of practicing, and we're ready to go play against somebody else. So I'm hoping things ramp up for us as we move forward.
You bring back a lot of clutch and talented players who have been playing for multiple years, including your quarterback and Wes Anderson. Not only, you could argue, maybe he was the best quarterback in eight-man last year, he was a top 10, top 15 quarterback in terms of yards in the state among all classifications. Let's start with him, Wes Anderson. What's kind of the expectation for him?
You know, just to continue to grow as a leader. You know, he's got a lot of playmaking abilities. He's got a high football IQ and knows where to go with the football and when to go with the football. And so just continuing to lead his team and take more of a leadership role now that he is an upperclassman is going to be key, and continue to make good decisions, you know, throw the ball away when we need to, you know, take a sack when we need to, and you know, like I said, limit turnovers and put us in good down and distance situations is going to be important.
Clutch key position guys as well, Carter Olson, Lane Loizo. What about those two?
You know, they're burners. Both of them were members of our state champion 4x1 team, and so they can get out and fly. And, you know, so obviously gives Wes some great weapons on the outside, and, you know, hopefully their progress continues. And Carter made huge strides a year ago, so hopefully he can continue to do that. And he's a tough guard on the outside, and Lane is just so multidimensional, probably the best pure athlete I've ever coached since I've been here. And so he can hurt teams in a lot of different ways, and just really looking forward him to understand that, you know, he should be the best player on the field just about every night, and that's how he needs to approach it and play the game.
And real quick, Coach, how about the interior, the line on both sides? What are you seeing from that group and kind of the expectations for the big boys up front?
Yeah, we got a couple guys coming back and Sam Backman and Ty Smith that have played a lot of snaps, and like I said, they just got to continue to grow as well and make a few less mistakes and sustain blocks a little bit longer. And then we got guys like Fred Rosequist who's going to step in that we're expecting big things from as well. So collectively up front, I like our group. We just need to stay healthy.
Yeah, expectations high for the Frankfort Wildcats. First game up at Clifton Clyde on Friday night. We'll talk about it after a break here on KMZA. We continue our chat with Frankfort football coach Nick Anderson, brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, the expectations are high. We talked about it in the first segment, but now you get right to it. And a very tough out here in week one. Very familiar opponent in Clifton Clyde. You got to go on the road. What's the early assessment of the Eagles?
Yeah, this year is very similar to last year. Last year we had to go on the road and play a really, really good Chase County team right out of the gate. And you know, we got to do the same thing with Clifton Clyde. They're going to be a well-coached group, very physical group, and you know, a program that is tradition rich and has a lot of pride. So, you know, there's not any easy games on our schedule by any means, and this is definitely going to be a challenge right out of the gate.
Do you feel like the league from top to bottom in eight-man is better, worse, or down, I should say, or maybe even a little bit better here in 2024 compared to last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's when you play in this league and you've been around it, it's just another year, right? You know, in some rankings, you got three out of the top five teams in Division II or in, not only in our league, but in our district. And so it's just what you come to get used to. It's, you know, can be frustrating at times, but at the end of the day, you want to play quality football teams, and because that's how you measure where you're at, and that's how you get better. And we got a lot of those on our schedule this year.
A theme of a lot of the coaches we talk to, it's more about your team and what you want to see from your team more so than maybe the game plan and kind of what you're getting out of your opponent. Is that more specific, you know, for a week one game compared to maybe a week seven game? It's more about you than your opponent?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously you want to win as many games as you can, but you also got, you know, to understand what your goal is and how that road needs to get you to your goal. And so we just need to improve these first couple weeks and compete and see where we're at and see what adjustments need to be made as we get into district play, because, you know, that's really when things start counting. And in order for us to make a run, that's when we need to be playing well. So that's kind of the goal.
All right, finally, Coach, just a few keys for Friday night at Clifton Clyde and just kind of the expectations for week one.
Well, we got to handle the environment. They do a lot of things pregame that makes for a great high school environment. So we got to make sure that, you know, we don't get too caught up in that. And, you know, we got to get off to a good start early and keep the momentum on our side, because, like I said, they're a good football team, return a lot of guys, and we want to keep them down as long as we can if possible.
Frankfort Wildcat head coach, that is Nick Anderson, joining us here on KMCA. Our locker room chats all week long, getting you set for week number one of high school football. Good one on tap at eight-man level, or the eight-man D2 and D1 level, I should say. Clifton Clyde hosting Frankfort. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.